Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in John chapter 11, verses 45 through 57 in the NRSV, and we have just finished talking about the story of Lazarus. And so that's where we're picking up in John chapter 11, and this is what it says. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what he had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting of the council and said, "What are we to do? This man is performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and destroy both our holy place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all. You do not understand that it is better for you to have one man die for the people than to have the whole nation destroyed." He did not say this on his own, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was about to die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to put him to death. Jesus therefore no longer walked about openly among the Jews, but went from there to a town called Ephraim in the region near the wilderness, and he remained there with the disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. They were looking for Jesus and were asking one another as they stood in the temple, "What do you think? Surely he will not come to the festival, will he?" Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that anyone who knew where Jesus was should let them know, so that they might arrest him. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for this story. Thank you for the power that you have enacted on behalf of your friend Lazarus. He came out of that tomb, and I'm just still really excited about that. Here we see a snapshot, Jesus, of the council, the chief priests, and you see a lot of fear. They have really misunderstood who you were, and they're kind of afraid because their way of life is being threatened. They did not understand that the Messiah would come to liberate all of humanity, not just the nation of Israel, and that he would not be a political leader, but he would be this kind of suffering servant Messiah that Isaiah prophesied about. And so you can see the conundrums. And we also see your hand in the middle of it, that you had kind of alerted Caiaphas what was going to happen in the future. And I find it ironic that Caiaphas said, "Hey, this one guy has to die for all the people." And then they decide, "Okay, we're just going to take this into our own hands and make sure it happens." So, Lord, even so, amidst all of this, your purpose prevailed. Even so, people were plotting and thinking that they were in control and trying to do all these things and concocting plans. Your plan ultimately, of course, prevailed. And nothing that we do can thwart what you are going to do. So, Lord, I pray that you would help us through this passage to understand that we can rest in you, knowing that you are working things out for your good pleasure, for our sake, and for your good pleasure and your glory. So, Lord, help us to rest in knowing that even when people succeed in their evil plans, even when we face opposition, even when we're persecuted for the sake of righteousness, it does not matter, because you still hold all things together. You hold the universe in your hand. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords, the creator of everything that we see. And in light of that, not one little tiny human being can mess with your beautiful, created, powerful plan. So because of that, Lord, teach us to rest in you. Teach us to trust in you. Teach us to lay our cares at your feet. Teach us to keep the end in mind, to understand that we are a part of the kingdom of God. The new heavens, new earth are coming, and we are part of that great expansion of the kingdom. We are walking down that narrow road. I know that the pathway is wide that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way toward you. Give us the strength and the tenacity and the grit we need to walk the narrow road today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. It's just grateful for you. And, you know, you really do matter to me and you really are a blessing to me. So I hope that you know that. And I also hope that you understand that God's great affection is for you. He sees you and he loves you.